It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. A ruling by a state district judge in New Mexico on Tuesday has cleared the way for hundreds of patients to be reauthorized to participate in the state's medical marijuana program. The ruling stemmed from a challenge of a rule that was adopted by the state health department that placed additional requirements on some patients who have medical marijuana cards from other states. The health department says it will comply with the ruling and that all 323 people affected by the decision will once again be able to buy from licensed cannabis providers in New Mexico. Jill Biden made a campaign swing through Texas on Tuesday, the state's first day of early voting. KTEP's Angela Cocherga reports Biden rallied voters at a stop in El Paso.
At the Get Out the Vote event on the University of Texas at El Paso campus, Jill Biden wore a purple mask with the word vote emblazoned on it. She encouraged every voter to turn out to elect her husband, former vice president and now Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden.
For the first time in a long time, winning Texas is possible. Not just for Joe, but for the Senate and the State House as well. And if we win here, we are unstoppable.
The outdoor event was limited to a few people who were socially distanced and wore masks. El Paso Congresswoman Veronica Escobar and former congressman and presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke also urged voters in the predominantly Latino and Democratic city to head to the polls and make sure others do the same. I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.
Now let's go to a local viewpoint. Many analysts were disappointed with last week's vice presidential debate, including commentator Peter Goodman.
The vice presidential debate reminded me of moderating local candidate fora, in which candidates ignore actual questions to make their next few talking points. Mike Pence was asked why the U.S., with advanced medical learning and technology, has seen vastly more COVID-19 cases and deaths than other nations. We're 4% of the world's population and have suffered more than 20% of the world's COVID-19 cases. Some folks blame governmental incompetence. Our junk food-driven obesity epidemic may also play a role, but a leader who mocks disease and doctors, spurns masks, and thinks he knows more than the experts about anything seems key. Pence didn't try to answer, but made the false claim that Trump had led the biggest mobilization since World War II. Kamala Harris, or the moderator, should have noted the widespread belief about Trump's mismanagement, then asked Pence again if he wanted to offer some alternative explanation for the disparity between us and other nations. Both Harris and Pence declined to answer the question, "Given your presidential candidate's age, have you conferred with him about what should be done if he's incapacitated? If not, should you?" Good question. Maybe both debate prep teams missed it. Yes, this debate was much more civil than the Trump-Biden debate, but saying false statements more quietly doesn't make them true. Pence said many things that contradict the available evidence about the pandemic, Obama, and Trump's contempt for military people. He said, "We'll follow the science on global warming," and claimed Trump has some magical health care plan. When a fly lingered on Pence's white hair, the internet lit up with comments that some of Pence's answers smelled like a substance flies are known to favor. Harris exaggerated some and substituted some stories from her life for actual answers, but she didn't seem as prone to flat misstatements, and she, too, evaded questions. Neither she nor Biden wants to state a position on possible court packing if Trump successfully adds yet another far-right justice. Tough question. Either answer angers someone and becomes an instant headline or later seems a broken promise if the court is packed. But I'd sure work out a more presentable way to duck. Harris reassured skeptics that she's not wild or weird, but well-spoken, calm, and thoughtful. That mattered for the first woman of color on a national ticket. Pence came off as far more reasonable and articulate than Mr. Trump, although some women critics accused him of mansplaining. Polls showed a majority thought Harris won, perhaps because a similar majority already preferred her ticket. But this debate may not matter much more than the fly.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces News and at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.